Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to you all to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer, to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Bartholomew the Apostle. We give thanks to God for his life and witness, which tradition tells us took him to India, Armenia, Mesopotamia, and Persia. It was there, as he is taught and preached the good news of the risen Christ, that he met his untimely death, when it is said that he was martyred, flayed alive by pagan priests in Armenia. And as we look to the example that Saint Bartholomew sets to us of faithful devotion to our Lord, we pray that we too, in our day, may be faithful disciples of Christ. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty and everlasting God, who gave to your apostle Bartholomew grace to truly to believe and to preach your word, grant that your church may love that word which he believed and may faithfully preach and receive the same. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Acts. Now many signs and wonders were done among the people through the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared to join them, but the people held them in high esteem. Yet even more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, great numbers of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, in order that Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he came by. A great number of people would also gather from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all cured. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 145. I will bless you and praise you forever, my God and King. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. I will bless you and praise you forever, my God and King. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. I will bless you and praise you forever, my God and King. The might of your awesome deeds shall be proclaimed, and I will declare your greatness. They shall celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. I will bless you and praise you forever, my God and King. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. For I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, as though sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to mortals. We are fools for the sake of Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour we are hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless, and we grow weary from the work of our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we speak kindly. We have become like the rubbish of the world, the dregs of all things, to this very day. I am not writing this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you might have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. Indeed, in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak to us, O Lord, your words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. A dispute arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the Gospel reading today, Luke tells us of a dispute which arose among the apostles. They were arguing about which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. Jesus' response makes it clear that he, their leader, is among them as one who serves. His followers are not to claim power over others for themselves, but they are to serve the needs of those in their care. All are of equal importance to Jesus. Today we know more about some of the lives of some of the apostles than others. Some, like Peter, seem more important to us than others. Today we celebrate the life and witness of one of the apostles that we know little of. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Bartholomew, the apostle. His name means son of Ptolemy, and in John's Gospel he's known as Nathanael. As with most of the apostles, we know little about his origins or his work following the ascension of the Lord and the events of Pentecost. Pantenus of Alexandria reported that in the second half of the second century, the Gospel of St. Matthew was found in what is now India, written in Hebrew, and reportedly left there by St. Bartholomew. He is believed to have travelled widely to spread the good news of Christ, and tradition of the Church tells us of Bartholomew working in India and Armenia Mesopotamia, and Persia. He is said to have been martyred, reportedly being flayed alive by pagan priests in Armenia for his missionary work. His remains were said to have rested on the Isle of Lipara before being translated to Rome, where it is claimed they rest in the Church of Saint Bartholomew. Although we know little of Bartholomew following the departure of Jesus, we commemorate him as one who played an important part in the life of the infant church. He served the infant church, believing that he had been appointed, chosen by Jesus to go bear fruit, to grow the fellowship of the faithful. And following the way of Christ, Bartholomew was prepared ultimately to lay down his life for the good news. And this he did when tradition tells us he was martyred near to the Caspian Sea. As we celebrate his life, we are confident that Jesus fulfilled his promise to Bartholomew, and that he is now sharing the eternal banquet of heaven promised to by Jesus in our gospel reading today, sitting on one of the 12 thrones at the side of Jesus. And we too can take heart from the example of Bartholomew. It is through his work and the work of all the apostles that we have come to believe, that we have our faith to celebrate today. Like Bartholomew, we too have been called by name, chosen by God to go and bear fruit, to play our part in the building up of the kingdom by loving others as God loves us. Like Bartholomew, we are called to be people of courage in our proclaiming of the risen Christ. And so as we give thanks for his life, let us pray to God for the grace to live our lives as faithful disciples of the risen Lord, following in the footsteps of Bartholomew and all the apostles. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May we follow the example of Bartholomew in bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Israel and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Following the example of Bartholomew, May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are all citizens with the saints and belong to the family of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far away and to those who were near. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn today, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligai, for our service of home worship. It's really, really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, happy and peaceful week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God give you grace to follow his saints in faith, hope and love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Excelling joy. Receive.